Hall of Fame writer Mike Smith joins us here. Mike, it's Anthony and Acacia. Welcome to Express Bet Radio.
How are you both doing? Thank you for having me on.
Well, thanks for taking the time out of the day. We know you got to ride a little later on where the turf meets the surf at Old Del Mar. But this past weekend, you came back to a place that's, well, you've done pretty good here in the last 25 years ago at the Old Spa, and perhaps one of your more popular victories this past Sunday aboard the Big Philly Songbird in that Coaching Club American Oaks.
Yeah, I'd have to say so. You know, like you said, I've been very blessed. I've done very well over the years there, but it's a special Sunday going back there with the Songbird, with their, you know, got their undefeated record on the line, and you know, what better place to try and keep you going than the Saratoga, man, the graveyard of the champions, you know. So there was a little pressure there, and it was a great horse race. I thought Kyra Mia put in a gallant effort around the turn. And made her work. You know, she made Songbird do something she never had to do before, and that was dig in. But once she did, she just started linking in her stride, and then it was just amazing.
Did things go as expected, Mike? Did you expect to get away to the type of lead you did? And then did you anticipate exactly when Karina Mia and Julian Le Perreux were going to apply that pressure to you guys?
It pretty much did, to be honest with you, Anthony. I broke really well. She's been really good gate horse, and she reached the gate really well. She got into a big stride. You know, I knew she was gonna at some point. I knew Kyra Mia was gonna make a run at her at some point. I figured it'd be right there around the turn, and it was just a matter of if my mare's gonna dig in and go on with it, and it just all worked out to plan. It truly did.
Mike, obviously every horse that you ride is a bit different, and it seems like Songbird is such an intelligent filly. How do you figure her out? How do you figure out every horse that you get on board?
You know, it's just like, it's just getting along, you know, just trying to find what makes her happy. I can tell when she's happy, and as soon as I get her in that place, in that spot, I just stay out of her way. As long as she's happy, I know she's going to run, you know.
You mentioned
that's really key. I mean, it's all, you know, good horses. It's finding what they do best and sticking with it, you know.
Mike, you mentioned after the race that Karina Mia, for the first time, a horse got inside of her gut. explain that a little more, and perhaps what the repercussions of that can be. I know you expounded on the fact that maybe this quote unquote turns her on, and she gets even better.
Well, I mean, you know, she made her dig down deep, made her try. She's been so, like I said before, you know, we've been so blessed. We've actually won just about every race, even including the Breeders' Cup juvenile last year, was pretty much ease. She's never really had to run other than, you know, a jump or two here and there when I've asked her to, you know, to pick it up or turn it on. And I mean, Kyra came at her for a good 6/8 of a mile. I mean, made her really dig, which was great because she did it. And then once she switched over to O'Reilly, she even dug more and just opened on up, which is incredible. So that gives me a sign that this race could really move her up. I mean, you know, you can only work her so fast in the morning. I mean, you can't do a whole lot with her. And her races have come so easy. It was good to have a good race in her like this. It should move her forward.
Mike, I am literally and figuratively her biggest fan. To me, it looks like she almost knows when her work is done. Like, to me, when... Do you get that sense, like when you put Karina Mia away and she galloped away, it was almost like once she had a big enough lead, she just shut herself down.
She just geared down. She can feel my body as well. You know, I'm not pressing her no more. I gear down, so she gears down. You know, I mean, she's like Anastasia was saying, she's extremely intelligent, really. I mean, she's so smart. She listens to your hands and what you want her to do. And if I'd have stayed back down on her scrubbing, well, she'll keep digging, you know. But I kind of let up on the throttle and she geared right down on her own.
Mike, we were talking about this earlier, that you've been lucky enough to ride some pretty sensational fillies. Talk a little bit about some of the ones that really stand out to you and how Songbird ranks among them.
Man, I really have. I've been so blessed. I've ridden some monsters, really. Go back to Sky Beauty, who was incredible. You guys were on New York for so long, which is incredible. Inside information, the way she dominated the Breeders' Cup. She won by like 13 or 14 lengths that day. She was amazing. You had Jersey Girl. A lot of people forget about her. I mean, she won the Philly Triple Crown in New York as well. Then you come up, you got a filly like Azari, who was incredible. I mean, went on to win just about everything, back-to-back Breeders' Cup and everything else. And then about the time she retires, you think, well, I'll never get one any better than these fillies anymore. It's got to be over. Then here comes Vignata, who probably, trumped them all. She was just something else. I think that's what she took it to another level. And then all of a sudden she retires, and I think, man, maybe I should retire with her, because there's no way I'll ever ride anything as great as Vignata. And now all of a sudden here's a 3-year-old filly who's already, Vignata hadn't even started yet. She didn't start till Thanksgiving of her 3-year-old year, because she was almost 4. And here, Songbird's already won, 9 in a row, and done what she's done in such a short amount of time. It's just incredible. And just so happy, and I just said again, I always use the word blessed, but I truly am, just be a part of it. And for some odd reason, I don't know what it is, but God keeps giving me these wonderful, wonderful fillies, and I just love it. She's going to keep me around at least another year. I know that. So she's supposed to run again another year, so that's exciting news, for racing in general as well. It's great to have a great horse stick around and run instead of, a lot of them go to the breeding shed after the 3-year-old year. So she's going to stick around for another year, which is exciting news.
We're talking to Hall of Fame rider Mike Smith. Nice to take some time out before getting on a few out at Del Mar today, later on this afternoon, out in the San Diego area. Mike, owner Rick Porter of Fox Hill Farm, trainer Jerry Hollendorfer, been pretty adamant about keeping her with the fillies this year. Whenever they are questioned about her taking on the boys, the two-word answer is simple. It's next year. You just mentioned how the plan is to keep her in training, and it is great for the game to stay in training next year. We've seen the last bunch of years a bunch of fillies take on the boys. This year alone, you think she would be able to handle the boys?
Yeah, I truly believe she could, Anthony. And I think it's a wonderful idea. Why not take them on when she's a little bit older? She's only 3 right now. You saw Beholder take on the boys last year, but she was older. So she's older, she's stronger, she's bigger. And why not let Songbird continue to grow and to do well? There's nothing wrong with racing against the fillies. These races are wonderful races that she's running in. And there's always next year, She's older, stronger, her bones are stronger. So I think it's a wonderful idea just to wait till next year.
Well, that certainly gives us a lot to look forward to next year. Looking a little bit closer in the future, it seems like the Alabama looks to be the next step for her. How's she come out of the race, and what are you looking to see from her leading up to that?
They say, Jerry, I was just talking to Jerry this morning. He said, when she came back, she was sore flowing. She was a little tired, but he said, today, man, she had all kinds of energy. She was dragging a boy around the thing, playing, and so that's a good sign, she recovered quick, and I think the plan is just to go ahead and stay there and then run into Alabama, and I'll probably be in a time or two to breeze her in between now and then, I would imagine, at least once anyway.
You don't mind taking that cross-country flight for a filly like her, huh?
Oh, no. I fly around the world for her.
Well, Mike, thanks for some time today. We appreciate it. We know you got to get ready to ride out at Del Mar. Congratulations again. Continued success. And you can expect a phone call the Wednesday after the Alabama, hopefully, and we'll do this again.
Sounds great. Let's keep it up. Thank you both.